Hello and welcome to our series of iVoice podcasts, bite-sized learning and top tips from Voice at the Table to help you believe it when you say, I can and I will be successful. Each podcast will only take 10 minutes of your time, and in it, one of our experts at Voice at the Table will share her personal I strategy. I'm Andrea James, and today I'm delighted to introduce Katie Driver, who will be talking to us about the I that she thinks is important for success. Katie is an associate here at Voice at the Table. So Katie, what is your I and why have you chosen it?
My I is inclusion. I think it's just vital to make sure you include as many people, as many ideas, as many different ways of doing things as you possibly can so that you can do your best work.
That sounds fair enough, but what exactly do you mean by inclusion?
I mean taking the time and the deliberate effort to include new and different people in your work circle or in your social circle, to look for new ideas, to look for new ways of thinking, really having your eyes open for what you can include and bring in.
Okay, so in what way is it so important? Why is being inclusive important to you, and why should women think it's important and do it in the workplace?
I think, reflecting on my own experience, being inclusive has helped me learn a huge amount about other people and the way that they work, which has helped me then to develop them, to grow them, to work with new clients and new business, to get the insights that I need to deliver effectively for customers and for clients. And it's added new strings to my bow, new ways of doing things. When you spot someone thinking things through in a different way and you think, oh yeah, that's great, I like that, I'm going to steal that. So steal with pride, because that's all part of the inclusion ethos.
Yeah, I know. It's sometimes when I see things like this, I think, oh, it's a really nice idea. And I feel like I'm a really open and accepting person. And then I realize that when I'm with someone like Donald Trump, I've never been in Donald Trump's company, but basically somebody who has very different viewpoints and different approaches to things from me, I'm actually less open and inclusive than I think I am. Because we have sort of standard ideas of people who are marginalized, as opposed to the flip. So people who are on the other end of the scale, who are, say, a middle-aged white man, who you would say, okay, that person doesn't need to be included. But if it's something that's outside of your thinking, it can be hard, right? How do you catch yourself in a way to see that you're not being, not excluding them, essentially?
Yeah, I think that's a good question, a good challenge. And I know in my mind, I'm thinking, yes, I'm really inclusive, but actually, how do you make it happen? I've learned to get in the habit of looking for new ideas, making sure I'm reading new things, making sure I'm coming across new people. Because you have to catch yourself out and catch yourself doing the right thing and looking for new ideas and new experiences. Because you're right, otherwise you get stuck with the same old people and you assume that people are thinking and doing things in a particular way. So it's trying to find ways to keep yourself on your toes and look out for new people and listen much better to the people that you already know to get the insights from them and what they've experienced in their lives.
Yeah, I mean, I often find, I do it more deliberately these days, I suppose, go outside of my environment to meet people outside of my circles, mm-hmm. and even geographically. So I don't mean necessarily going really far away. Mm-hmm. I find going from a city to a suburb, mm-hmm. that makes a big difference in the way people view things. When I leave London, for example, a lot of people think of, you know, the UK as London. Mm-hmm. And whenever I go outside, I think, wow, I was up north recently, and I thought, I forgot, it's been that long since I've been outside, that the way of thinking, the way they approach things are slightly different. And it's very refreshing, and it makes me reflect on the way I do things too.
Yeah, I think that's good to have that time and exposure to doing things differently. And you don't even have to do it physically, because with LinkedIn, Facebook, you know, hundreds of other social media places, you can join all sorts of different groups and seek out new people, new experiences, new dimensions to your work, all from the comfort of your laptop.
Yes, that's true. It's I don't want to go there. YouTube comments. That's for me, it's like an eye opener. Really? Is that what is going on in other people's minds? You get real insight.
And actually, that's no bad thing. I used to work in the civil service, and obviously there were lots of press releases about things that the government was doing, and you would read the proper kind of article that a particular newspaper would put out about a particular story. And I would always then roll down to the comments piece, because you got then the sense of what did the average person who chooses to comment on social media think about this. And sometimes it was a real eye-opener and kept you on your toes thinking, how do I explain this in a way that brings more people on board? How do I understand the perspectives of the people who are bringing their comments to this particular issue?
Yeah, definitely. I think in terms of improving your communication, it's a huge help to see, okay, this is a perspective. Even if I don't share this perspective, it's one that I have to address. I have to at least come from that angle to help that person see my point, so that I can try and probe deeper to see their point. I think that's a really interesting thing to look at, because rather than thinking I need to broadcast, and once I broadcasted, then the message is complete. Yeah. It's looking and seeing, as you say, down in the comments, like, how are people responding? And likewise, live at work, how are people responding to your message, and take from that what therefore is their perspective, and have I seen it from that angle yet?
Yeah, it's like one of the seven habits that Stephen Covey recommends is seek first to understand before trying to be understood. And I think that is so valuable, to try and appreciate where people are coming from, what perspectives they're bringing, so that you can, as you've just said, then think about, well, how do I get my message across? How do I work with this person so that we can both move forward?
Great. Yeah. So what are three things?
Three things? I think, first up, we could all, and I include myself here, we could all be better at listening. It's amazing how much variety there is among our existing colleagues, our existing contacts, our existing business clients, if only we took the time to listen to them and really hear about what they've been doing, the experiences and the knowledge and the values that they have. Then I think there's the importance of accepting that people do things in different ways. There's 100 different ways to achieve a successful outcome at work. So it's not about your way or my way. It's about a way that achieves the desired outcome, and being accepting of that difference. And then I think if you've done that listening and you've got to that place where you can accept different ways of doing things, then you can look around and think, are there any gaps here? Are there any dimensions that we don't hear from at work? Are there any groups of people? Are there any types of experiences we're not tapping into? What might I do to bring some of that to play?
Yeah, that's extremely important, to every so often look around to see if you're in a bubble or not.
Exactly.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. Well, thank you for listening. Remember, you can find out more about this topic and so much more about our workshops, resources, and of course, more of our free podcasts. Thank you, Katie, for your insights on inclusion. And we hope that you get a lot of value from our podcast, and join us the next time. So I'm Andrea James, and on behalf of Voice at the Table, we really look forward to talking to you next time. Go to voiceatthetable.com to find out more.